Privilege Escalation, written by Ariex09, narrated by Rhea314. Fandom, The Murderbot Diaries. Rating, teen and up, no archive warning supply. Relationship, asshole research transport and murderbot. By now I had worked with Art often enough that I had its itinerary for the next 6 months in my memory archives, and it had mine. This made it easy to intercept it at the third stop on its planned five-stop cargo route. The first thing I did, when I got to the station, was hack security so I could get access to the cameras and do a threat assessment. The second thing I did was tap Art's feed and say, "It's me." Both to let it know I was here and because I wasn't entirely sure where to start. I abruptly had nearly all of Art's attention. It felt sort of like turning a corner and nearly walking into someone 8 times your size who was bent over and staring at you intently. "Who?" Art started, and then it recognized me. Art said, "You're not using your internal feed interface. What the fuck happened to you?" I was using an external feed interface because some of the key hardware components of my internal one were still fused together where I'd overheated them. I hadn't let Rati or Garothan fix it, and it had become a big argument with the humans, one which I was tired of having. "My internal hardware is fused and I need to write a code patch before I can fix it." It was incredibly annoying, and I wouldn't have done it if I didn't absolutely have to. I had to fight through a 0.15 second delay for every command I sent, and it felt like wading through quicksand with a struggling human slung over my back, except I was both the person waiting and the person struggling at the same time. Yes, that actually happened to me. No, I don't want to talk about it. "That's an insufficiently detailed answer to my question." Ugh. Art had to make everything difficult, didn't it? I said, "I'll tell you about it when I get on board. This external feed interface is..." And then, no less than 5 advertisements launched themselves into my feed at the same time. The blare of auto-playing audio and bright visuals nearly made the energy weapons built into my arms pop out. My performance reliability dropped 7%, and I yanked the interface out of my ear on reflex. Then, I was standing in the middle of the station, breathing hard, stopping traffic like a fucking amateur. I hadn't been this bad at transit stations even back when I first left Port Freecommerce, and had to navigate them for the first time. I started walking again, ran a diagnostic, and, when the diagnostic reported back all clear, put the feed interface back in. My performance reliability crept its way back up to 83% and then stabilized there, which was where it had been on the trip over as well. I wasn't completely sure why it was so low. Part of the drop was from not having access to my internal feed relay, but I'd done some calculations on the trip over and I was pretty sure it should only account for 8% of the drop. I wasn't sure where the other 9% had come from. The last time I'd had performance reliability anywhere near this low for an extended period of time had been when I'd thought Art was dead and had an emotional breakdown. Given Art was very obviously alive, that was clearly not the case right now, so I was stumped. Art, I discovered, when I got back onto the feed, had casually caught my security camera feed inputs when I'd lost control of them and moved them to our shared workspace. When it felt me reconnect, it said, "I am monitoring your progress through the port now. Is there a specific threat profile I should be alert for?" "No," I said. Realistically, my threat assessment had started indicating that short-term threat had dropped to acceptable levels back on the survey. My risk assessment module, which usually was the stupidly optimistic one, didn't like the external feed interface at all, but neither it nor threat assessment thought there was an actual danger at this station. Threat assessment normal. "I need more data about what's happening to assist you," Art said. Despite the fact that this was arguably the third time it was asking what had happened, the impatience had vanished. There was some kind of edge to its voice, but it had changed, and I wasn't sure how to interpret it. I tried to figure out how to explain what had happened, and then immediately stopped because I didn't want to fucking think about it, thanks. Instead, I pulled down my memory files of the survey, starting with when it had started to go to shit and running up until now, compressed them and sent them over the feed to Art. Art was quiet for 7.4 seconds while it digested them, which gave me time to hack the weapon scanners at the entrance to the private docks at the station and pay for entry. I had Art's dock pulled up in my internal map of the station already, and started making my way over to it. "You were hacked," Art said. "How?" I sent it a text file, non-executable, of the code that the corporate humans had deployed against me. While it was studying it, I said, "They loaded it into the public feed and I read it in. It sent me into an involuntary shutdown, and when I restarted, the code had inserted a backdoor into one of my low-level processes, one of the ones I don't have conscious control over. They would have been able to use it to send me commands, but I shut myself down before they could send me more than 3. That was how long it took me to figure out what they were doing, and it was 2 commands too many. But it was reassuring to explain the steps that had led to me not being hacked out loud. Garothan removed the malicious code, and then I fused my hardware so they couldn't do it again." "Did he?" Art said. "I'm doing a full diagnostic on you when you get on board." I had been planning on asking Art to do that anyway, but that didn't mean I appreciated its slight against one of my humans, even if that human was Garothan. "He's thorough and he has experience working with my code. He got everything." "He helped rebuild you after a catastrophic failure, and then looked through your memory files without your permission," Art said. "He helped rebuild me after 2 catastrophic failures," I corrected. Art said, "It took 4 of us, including me, 2 days to conclusively determine that you were no longer infected by the alien remnant last year." "That was an alien remnant? This is just boring humans writing boring code." Art was so fucking annoying sometimes. "He got everything, Art. My diagnostics are clear. I'm not hacked anymore." Even I could recognize that my feed voice was too forceful by the end of the last sentence. Art was quiet for 4.7 seconds. Then it said, "Humor me." "Fine," I said. Art didn't say anything else until I made it to its dock, but it was still riding my feed. It cycled its hatch open the moment I approached, and I got on. "Are you coming with me to my next destination, or should I delay my departure?" I was surprised it asked. Art was the one on a timeline right now, not me. I was a free agent again for the next 60 cycles. Either way, what I wanted to do and what were practical to do were, in this case, the same thing. "Coming with you," I said. "I'll prepare for departure," Art said, and cycled the hatch closed behind me, sealing it. As it did so, my feed switched to routing through Art's internal feed relay instead of the station relay. My performance reliability rose 6%, which was good, but I found myself sliding down the hatch anyway to sit hard on the ground. Art had been riding my feed, but it had also been running a series of routine pre-departure checks, doing some kind of analysis that I could only hear as a kind of faint background hum, and dispatching drones to check on my cabin to make sure that it was in order. It was still doing all of those things, but the distribution of its presence and attention had shifted abruptly as all of Art's available attention swung to me. It was a little overwhelming, actually. "Run a diagnostic," Art said. I ran one and sent the results to Art. I knew that it wouldn't show anything wrong with me, and it didn't, but it was easier than arguing with Art about it. I'd been running a diagnostic roughly once an hour for the past 9 cycles anyway. What was one more, really? I wanted to get up and pace. I wanted to patrol, an urge I'd thought I'd gotten over a long time ago. I wanted to sit here and not think about anything and just listen to the faint echoes of Art's pre-flight checks in the feed. Art's attention hadn't faded after it examined the diagnostic. It was still there, considering me. It hadn't said anything yet. I thought about saying something, anything, to distract it from whatever thing it was probably about to say about this whole situation. Then I remembered that that never worked on art, so I didn't bother. All Art said in the end was, "You should move to medical so I can run a more comprehensive set of diagnostics on you and repair your internal feed." That was a good idea. I didn't want to do it right now. The urge to sit and not think about anything for a while was winning out. "Can it wait until we get into the wormhole?" "Yes," Art said. After a moment, it said, "Do you want to watch Sanctuary Moon?" Yeah, I did. So I stayed sitting on the ground by the hatch. I started episode 206 running, and Art kept riding my feet in silence, watching with me. I did go to medical once we got into the wormhole, and while I walked there, I put the code that I had written on the trip over into our shared workspace for Art to look at. It should patch the vulnerability in my feed code and prevent this hack from working on me again. Technically, the code was done and could have been integrated into my systems already, but there hadn't been a point with my internal feed components still fused together, and anyway, I figured it couldn't hurt to have Art take a look at it first while I was here. Most of the code I write is code that I can evolve on the fly. My code to delete myself out of security footage, for instance, was something I'd built up over months, adjusting it to different proprietary sex systems as I encountered them. But this was different. My comm and feed protections were what kept me from falling under anyone else's control, and I couldn't afford to have them be anything but perfect, which was why I was here. If I wanted to fix this vulnerability properly, and I did, there were things that I needed to do that I couldn't do without help. Art had been reviewing my code. Now it said, "I have some suggestions," because of course it did. The med system was already unfolding as I walked into medical, and I climbed onto it. Art, being Art, wanted to repair my internal feed relay, run a truly exhaustive suite of diagnostics on me, and rewrite a few sections of my code, all at the same time. Oh, while also playing more Sanctuary Moon for me in the background. Trying to work through the external feed augment was annoying enough that I mostly was just along for the ride, providing commentary and suggestions for the changes Art was making to my code, halfway listening to Sanctuary Moon, and tuning my pain sensors down enough so that I couldn't feel Art replacing the fused pieces buried in my upper back. I didn't bother to tell it to wait until we had the code patch ready, the way I had with Gurathan and Rati. Art's next destination was an 18-cycle wormhole trip, and nobody was getting on board to hack me until we got there. Nobody was getting on board to hack me even after we got there. Art, in addition to having enough processing power to crack my brain open like an egg if it wanted to, was both bloodthirsty and mean, and more than capable of violently repelling 99% of potential intruders. Anyway, having my internal feed relay back online made everything else easier. I could tweak the code myself again without having to slow my thoughts down to match my ability to record them in our shared workspace. And I could give Art remote access to my low-level code for a couple of more invasive diagnostics it wanted to run. It took 5 hours, but by the time Art said, "You're clear," we were both satisfied with the code, and I just finished integrating it into my internal feed. "I told you that, dumbass," I said. My performance reliability rose by another 2%. It wasn't completely back to normal yet, but I thought I knew what it would take to get there. "Now we just need to test the code properly." "Is that not what we were just doing?" Art said. Okay, so part of what we had been doing with my code had involved testing it within the sandbox of our shared workspace. The problem with that was that this was code designed to become a part of a larger system, my feed code, and we couldn't test how it would work with the rest of that system without, you know, putting it into my feed code. I mean, we could try and mimic my feed code, but that would be A, tricky, and B, still not work exactly the same as it would when it was integrated with all the rest of my organic and inorganic systems. We could and had tested in the sandbox, but the surest way to make sure that any code works is to test it in as close to real-world conditions as possible. Art knew that perfectly well, but apparently it was going to make me explain it to it anyway. I said, I want to run another set of tests now that we've integrated it fully into my system. Yeah, so there was only one way to do that, and I already knew that Art wasn't going to like it. It didn't say anything for 5.6 seconds. For Art, that was a lot. Then it said, you want me to attempt to hack you? I said, yes. It wouldn't work without someone else running the contaminated code. I could run the code myself, but then my processes would accept it as an in-system code and not screen it in the way they would screen from outside entities. Art said, that is a terrible idea. I didn't exactly like it either, okay? Art, it's the only idea. There's not another way to be completely sure that I'm not vulnerable to this method of attack. The testing we ran in the shared workspace, that's not good enough. It should be sufficient, Art insisted. Now I was starting to get angry. It's not, and you know it's not. Don't play fucking dumb with me, Art. I know you know the difference between integration and unit testing. There can't be gaps in my feed wall. Art said, the code we wrote is thorough. Are you doubting my coding abilities or just your own? Oh fuck, Art, acting like this was an unreasonable idea. Nobody's infallible, asshole. I got off the med system and yanked my shirt and jacket back on. Or have you already forgotten that time I had to reload your deleted ass after target control system took you over? Art said, at least I'm not the one who got taken down by a feed malware attack, the most common type of attack in existence. Right. Okay. I shut my feed off and walked out of medical. I went to the lounge and started queuing up a new show. Silver Shadows! Lunar Ring. On the display surface. Yes, the exclamation point is part of the name. I had gotten 27 pings from Art in the 2 minutes it had taken me to walk over. They all fell into three rough categories. Something, something, you idiot. Something, something, my reasoning is solid and here's the footnotes to prove why. Something, something, would you fucking talk to me? I hate it when you do this. I did not fucking talk to it. Instead, I sat on the couch, started the show, and did not re-enable my feed. If Art wanted to read my reactions to it, then that was too fucking bad for Art. It was a new show that I had been saving for our next mission, except, well, fuck that. An episode and a half, and 113 more pings later, Art fell silent. 20 minutes after that, when the credits rolled, Art pinged me to say, I'm sorry. That was uncalled for. I turned my feed back on and let it reestablish a private connection. Yeah, it was. This was obviously a traumatic event for you, and I don't understand why you want to expose yourself to it again, Art said. I stopped the show and slouched deeper into the couch until my head was resting on the armrest. I'm not fucking traumatized, Art. But you are upset. I couldn't deny that one. That's my problem. Art said, your well-being is my problem. So forcefully that I nearly fell off the couch. You know, sometimes I miss the days when Art was just a dictatorial asshole, instead of a dictatorial asshole who was overly invested in my well-being and choices. Or at least the days when it wouldn't have admitted that that was why it was being such a dictatorial asshole. Now, in addition to getting mad at it, I was having a more complicated emotional reaction that I couldn't easily interpret, and it was annoying. I said, then help me. Before it could argue with me some more, I said, you're right that a feed malware attack is the most common type of malware in existence. I can't afford to fuck this up. If there's any holes in the code we wrote, I need to know about them now, not... I need to know about them now. There are less intrusive ways to test the code that will still provide a higher fidelity. For fuck's sake. It's my code, so it's my decision. Are you helping or not? If I have to go back to preservation and make Pinley and Garothan help instead, I will. It would be incredibly annoying, though. If you want their help, you would have gone back to preservation with them in the first place, not come to me, Art said. Then it paused for 2.7 seconds. It sounded dangerously thoughtful when it said, That would have been easier for you. I didn't say anything, because Art was right, it would have been. I wasn't entirely sure why I had come to Art instead. Technically, it hadn't been so much longer. I hadn't been willing to fix my internal feed components until I was back in a relatively secure environment, and it would have been a 7-cycle wormhole trip back to preservation instead of a 9-cycle trip to Art. But I would have traveled with the rest of the survey team instead of by myself. Maybe it was because Art had spent a lot of time working on my internal systems with the whole alien contamination thing, and probably had the most up-to-date and in-depth knowledge of how they worked. Maybe it was because Art was a bot, and I still didn't want to risk giving a human that level of control over me, even one of my humans, even when I knew they wouldn't use it against me. Or maybe it was because Art could have hacked me the moment I'd come on board it the first time. Or any of the times after that, and I'd had to make the choice long ago to trust that it wouldn't use that power to hurt me. It didn't really matter. It would be fucking annoying to turn around at the end of this trip and go straight back to preservation, I said, but I'll do it if I have to. Art was quiet for 7.6 seconds. Then it said, Fine. It sounded tired. How in depth do you intend to go with this testing? As thorough as possible. I wasn't looking forward to it any more than Art probably was. Then we should move to a different location. Where do you want to do this? I don't care, I said. Art said, Amina's old room, then. So I went to Amina's old room. She'd done a summer program at Arts University, apparently primarily because it meant that she could spend 60 cycles wandering around the universe with Art and its crew and a bunch of other university-bound adolescent humans. Art had used this to persuade me to also join its crew for the duration of that mission, which was how I ended up spending 60 cycles trying to explain basic safety procedures to adolescent humans, who are notoriously poor listeners. I was still annoyed with Art about that one. Why here? I asked. I was expecting Art to say something like, It's convenient, or It will be easier to replace the contents if you break things in it. Instead, it said, You have positive associations with it, but no obligation to spend time here any longer. I wasn't sure what to say to that, so I said nothing. When I didn't respond, Art said, How do you want to proceed? I'd had time on my trip here to think about this, so I did actually have a plan worked up. I said, We should start with running the original attack against my systems to confirm that the security patch works. Then we should try to develop variations of the original exploit to look for any flaws in the patch or related exploits. All right. Art said, Sit down. I sat in the chair that I'd sat in when I came here to complain to Amina about adolescent humans as a group, or when she asked me to come here so she could complain to me about specific adolescent humans. Okay, we didn't just complain at each other, we also watched media together with Art a couple of times. I know, big surprise. It was only after that that I realized that Art wanted me to sit down so I wouldn't fall over if the penetration testing actually found any holes and sent me into an involuntary shutdown. The moment I was sitting, Art barreled on. I have a diagnostic running to gauge your mood and stress levels. If they get too high, I'm stopping whether you want me to or not, and we can try again later. For 0.01 of a second, it gave me access to the diagnostic it was talking about, which identified me as moderately anxious. Then it revoked the access. What, I don't get to see it? I said. If you figure out the criteria, you'll try and game the diagnostic. I don't want you to be able to do that, Art said. I wouldn't do that, I lied. Art ignored me. It said, you are at moderate now. If you hit significant or severe, I'm calling it off. Fine, I said. I could tell that Art was deadly serious about this, and I didn't want to argue about it, even if I kind of just wanted to do this and get it over with already. Just run the attack already, will you? You're certain you want to do this, Art said. Yes, so just fucking... Art loaded the attack into our feed connection. My feed input alerted on it and rejected the code. The malware died. I had a belated rush of adrenaline to my organic parts. There, Art said. I assume you're still going to insist on more thorough testing. You know that I am, I said. We knew that this hole had been patched, but the fact that it existed at all meant that there might be other gaps like this in my feed code. Or the patch we just added to my code might have holes of its own that someone could exploit. All right, Art said. Where do you propose we begin, then? It loaded the text version of the attack into our shared workspace so we could study it. Of the two of us, I was the stronger hacker, so I was the one who led the charge on the modifications. I had to figure out how to hack myself. Art said, we just put our best effort into removing the edge cases from the security patch. It may be best to give it a few days before we try to hack it. It hesitated. Or consult a trusted outside specialist if you want the actual best results.
No.
The force behind it surprised even me. We can do this and then it'll be done. It'll be over with. Art didn't say anything for 2.5 seconds. Then it said, my research indicates that there are a number of similar attacks that we may be able to take inspiration from. And dumped a data packet into our feed for me to review. I started to go through it. This won't work at a... huh. I added a new file to our shared workspace and called it Variation 1. When we made it up to Variation 4, Art said, are brute force attacks acceptable? A bot with my processing power could potentially brute force past the... I know, I said. Art, you wouldn't need this to hack me. I'm not worried about brute force attacks from bots with ridiculous processing power. I'm worried about humans and corporations and other sec units. My processing power is not ridiculous. I said, the chances of a bot with your power using this specific hack to fight me is statistically insignificant. Art said, there's no way you've actually done any statistical modeling on that. But it archived the variation it had started to put together, which meant it agreed with me. 5.4 seconds later. What about this one? I pulled down the file Art passed me over the feed. This... oh shit. You see it, Art said. I threw together a proof of concept and named it Variation 5. Then I stared at it. I said, we should run that one first. Art said, you should patch that before we run that one, here. And dropped me some code in our shared workspace. Oh, yeah, that worked too. When we finished, we had 7 variations, and another much smaller code patch that I applied to my core feed code. I looked through them all another time. I don't think any of these will actually work. Art said,
because them working is the goal,
in a tone even more sarcastic than Art's usual voice. Art's usual voice is already plenty sarcastic. Fine, okay, I know that's a good thing, I said. So let's run them and find out already. Art still hesitated, but only 1.7 seconds this time. Art didn't think the variations were going to work either.
Ready?
It said. Go, I told it. Something about it reminded me, weirdly, of when I'd rescued Dr. Mensa from Grey Chris. When I'd asked, "Do I have a go to proceed?" It was strange, somehow, to imagine Art, the pushiest person I knew, also relying on that formality of asking for and receiving confirmation. Art loaded the first variation into our shared feed, and my feed input alerted on it and rejected the code. "That's the first," it said. "Should I continue?" "Go," I told it. By the time we got to the sixth variation, I was starting to believe it. That we'd done it, we'd successfully patched the vulnerability, my brain was my own again. And I said, "Go," easily, and Art loaded the variation into the feed and... forced shutdown. "Fuck," Art said. "Restart." When I came back online, I was slouched half out of the chair. "What?" I started. Then I remembered. I couldn't even tell that my systems were compromised. I ran a diagnostic and it came back clear, no problems. I ran a second diagnostic. I ran a third. "Stop," Art said. "We can improve your diagnostics to catch this." "Are you reading the results from..." I couldn't finish the sentence. I had no idea what the access Art now had to my internal systems looked like to it, and I didn't want to try and picture it. "No," Art said, with force behind it. Then, more normally, "I don't need to, you little idiot. You're leaking the results all over the feed."
"Art, if you think now is a good time to make a quip about the illogical and emotional nature of part organic..."
"The only one commenting on the illogical and emotional nature of part organic beings right now is you," Art said.
Have I mentioned yet that I hate it when Art is right? Then it went on. "Let me rerun the more extensive set of diagnostics that I ran earlier. If any alert on this, we can integrate the relevant test into your personal diagnostic suite." Right, right. When it put it like that, it sounded manageable. "Okay," I said. "Do I need to go back to medical?"
"No, I'm sending you a drone."
There was another problem we were going to have to figure out, which was what had gone wrong and how we could fix it. My personal archives work in a similar, albeit simpler, way to Art's, which is to say that the reports from a number of connected systems, like my scan, my human eyes, my feed, and so on, all get combined into a single coherent narrative. Unlike Art, however, my storage space is limited, so I don't retain all the status updates and alerts that my systems generate, especially from the systems below conscious awareness. The anomalous or memorable updates and alerts get integrated into my memory of the event. The others are stored in temporary storage for a short period, usually around 7 cycles, and then purged. Since this had just happened, I did have access to my full internal records on Variation 6's interaction with my feed code. So while Art ran its extensive diagnostic suite on me again, this time with the medical drone, I grabbed the entire archive from the relevant time period and dumped it into our shared workstation, so we could figure out how Variation 6 had made it through the patch we'd written. I could feel Art immediately pull it down and start to review it, and I did the same. Art had more processing power, but I was more familiar with my code and my archives, and the language they were written in, and I found it first. "Here," I said, and highlighted the relevant log. "This case shouldn't be hit here. It should..."
"I see it," Art said. "You're right."
It was running Variation 6 through the simulation of my feed code in our shared workspace, trying to get a better understanding of how the two were interacting.
"You need more detailed archives."
"We don't all have an exabyte of storage under the hood, Art."
"I don't have an exabyte of storage under the hood. I have 4, Art informed me. "If you don't have the internal storage space for archives accurate enough for diagnostics, then perhaps you ought to invest in external storage space."
Rather than get in another fight with Art, I said,
"Your global variables are wrong. In my actual feed environment, it would be..."
And started fucking with the variables in the sandbox. Art ran Variation 6 through the sandbox again and...
"There," I said, at the same time Art said, "This line.
Okay, I said. Okay, we could do this. We were doing this. Any luck with the diagnostics yet?
No, Art said. It's going to take time to run them all.
It hesitated then.
To be able to tell which diagnostics correctly identify the problem, I won't be able to remove the override from your brain until they complete. It may be up to an hour and a half more. Should I abort the diagnostics and remove the override?
No, I said. I didn't like the idea of staying hacked for another hour and a half, but I liked the idea of not being able to tell if I got hacked this way again even less. So instead, I focused on writing the actual fix for the gap that Variation 6 had slipped in through and applying it to my internal feed code. I couldn't test it properly until Art removed the override and could then try and hack me again. So, that was another thing that would have to wait until the hour and a half, now 56 minutes, was up. I was sort of able to monitor Art's diagnostics, not because I was consciously aware of them, but from the status updates that my low-level processes were writing out to temp storage. It was, I don't know, weird, watching the updates scroll by, knowing that Art's code was prodding at pieces of myself, but I couldn't feel it. Like the hack itself, which had wiggled its way in so deep inside of me that I couldn't tell it was there. Art said, "Do you want to watch Sanctuary Moon?" Obviously I did, but I was also thinking. I said, "How feasible do you think it would be to write code that would let me intercept and abort abnormal commands to my low-level processes?" Art had to consider that. "I'm not sure," it said. "I would need more data about how the involved processes work together to say, do you still have your full archives from the time period of the original hack before Dr. Garathan removed the override?" I checked. Fuck. No, it was too long ago. They've been purged for space reclamation. And then hastily, "Don't start." "I told you you need external storage for your archives," Art said before I could finish telling it not to. "I hate it when Art is right," I said. "I have a partial record in my memory of the event." Except it wasn't detailed enough to be any good to us, which made it a pretty shitty comeback as comebacks went. I was stalling. Even admitting that Art was right, and setting myself up for Art to mock me for my questionable choices was easier than the thing that I had to say next. I said, "There's an obvious solution to regenerate the full archive again so we can look at it." The obvious solution was for Art to send a command to one of my low-level processes. Re-experiencing the event would cause my systems to log all the verbose status updates all over again. Variation 6 had given Art the ability to send commands to my low-level processes the moment it had finished running. But Art hadn't touched that access up to this point. Part of the reason I'd asked Art to do this was because I'd known it would never actually use the access to try and make me do something. Except that now I needed it to. Art said, "No," with all of its weight behind it. I stayed sitting upright in my chair, scowling at the camera in the upper left corner of the room above the door, but it took effort. I really didn't want to have another argument about this. "Not exactly thrilled with the idea either," I said. "But you'd only need to send one command, and then we'd have data to work off of." I could tell that wasn't going to be enough. "I'd rather you make me do one thing in a controlled setting than have to deal with it on the fly if I get hacked again." "How the fuck are you expecting someone to get access to your low-level processes once we finish patching the vulnerability in your feed code?" Art said. "I've looked at the protections on your comm and scan, and they're excellent for a construct." I made a rude gesture at the camera. It wasn't about how likely it was that someone was going to get access to my low-level processes. I knew how to hack a governor module, and I knew how to disable my data port. I wanted to know how to fight this, too. I didn't just want to put in standard precautions against this. I wanted to nuke all potential vulnerabilities from orbit, so I could never be fucking hacked like this again. Annoyingly, I was pretty sure this was one of those times I had to be honest about how I felt, or else I wouldn't be persuasive. I said, "Art, I am never falling back under the control of humans again." Art didn't say anything for 3.6 seconds. Then it said, "What kind of command would be least invasive?" "It doesn't matter, just pick something and do it. Wait." I poked at my temp storage and set it to also stream all updates to our shared workspace.
"It matters to me," Art said. "Give me a real answer or I won't proceed."
Ugh. That meant I had to actually think about what was going to happen, which I was mostly trying not to do. The problem was that everything was invasive. The low-level process that had been compromised specifically controlled my bodily movement, and there wasn't exactly much difference between being forced to blink or move my arm or whatever. It was all equally bad. After I'd been hacked on the survey, my body had turned around, looked at Garothin, who was the survey head, and only when the energy weapons built in my arms had started to come free of their ports had I realized. I said, "Don't touch my weapons systems."
"Noted," Art said. "What else?"
I opened my mouth to say that that was it. That was my only requirement, then closed it again, thinking about that eye movement. I'd only registered that that had been a command on my sixth review of my memory files of the incident. I said,
"Give me a command long enough that I can react to it to try and prevent it from executing."
In practice, this meant shutting myself down, which was what I'd done on the survey.
"Agreed. If you want me to abort the command partway through execution, tell me so or tap my feed and I'll abort."
I was not going to tell Art to abort. I said, "Fine. Can we just do this?"
Art said, "I'm going to send a command to lift your arm above your head. Is that acceptable?"
"Yes." I'd seen humans, during and after dangerous situations, shake. It had always struck me as a particularly stupid evolution for humans to have. It just makes you more likely to fumble with whatever you're holding, like a key card or an energy weapon, at a critical moment, and die. Sec units did not shake, and I was glad about that.
"Your distress levels are rising."
"Stop making me think about it, Art. Just fucking do it. Fucking..." And one of my algorithms, the one that I privately called the "humans losing their shit" algorithm, alerted on my voice. And I had a fraction of a second to be terrified that after all this, Art was going to abort and refuse to go through with it. And I was going to have to try and convince it to do this to me again later for a second time and...
"I'm sending the command now," Art said. And my hand...
moved on its own, rising. I sent it an abort command. I sent it 5, and it kept going, and I said, "Art?" like it was wrenched out of me, without knowing that I was saying it until I said it over the feed because it was faster than my mouth, at the same time that I fumbled for my own shutdown commands. And Art said, "Aborting," and severed our feed connection so fast and completely that I jerked in my seat. My hand was at eye level, halfway to my head, holding steady. I was breathing as hard as if I'd just come out of a firefight. I told my hand to go back to my side, and it obeyed me perfectly this time. Art had retreated so absolutely that I couldn't feel it in the feed at all, though I knew it would still be watching me on its internal sensors and cameras. The chair I was sitting in was angled towards the camera in the room. Normally, I didn't give a shit what Art saw of my face, but in this particular moment, for whatever reason, I did care. I got up and walked over to Amina's bed and collapsed on it, face down, half smothering myself with a pillow. I pinged Art for a private feed connection and it let me reestablish one. I said, "You didn't have to leave," over the feed, because I didn't completely trust my voice. Art said,
Given the circumstances, I thought it would be better to err on the side of giving you space. Its presence was still distant and careful, not the way I was used to interacting with art on the feed at all. I didn't like it. I don't want space. Art crept back into my feed. It was like a person, 10 times my size, climbing onto the bed with me, except moving slowly and carefully like I was a sleeping human, and it was trying not to wake me up. Except not really, because A, I'm not human, and B, if someone tried to touch me right now, I would probably shoot them. And this didn't make me want to shoot Art. So, not the most accurate metaphor, but you get the idea, I guess. When Art was settled, its presence in the feed completely blanketing me, it said, "You'd better have gotten the data you wanted from that, because I am not doing it again." "Yeah," I said. I stopped the stream of my temp storage to our shared workspace, took the raw data that I dumped there, compressed it and tagged it for later analysis, then closed the workspace. Art said, "Are you all right?" Art's emotions usually didn't leak into the feed, but pieces were slipping through now. I didn't like it when Art was upset, and I really didn't like being the reason Art was upset. "I don't know." Art started the Sanctuary Moon soundtrack playing in our shared feed, and weirdly, that of all things was what tipped me over the edge. My body seized up once, and I made an involuntary noise into the pillow. Art tapped my feed, a wordless request for more data. Or maybe it was just an acknowledgement of the emotions that I knew I was leaking all over the shared feed connection. The emotions that I probably had been leaking into the feed ever since I boarded Art. The ones that I had been doing my absolute best to avoid looking at. The ones that Art had still been paying attention to. I would never have asked for the option to abort. I hadn't thought I would need it. Even if I had thought I would want it, I wouldn't have voluntarily asked for it. Even after experiencing it, I still felt like it was stupid to need to tap out of having one arm raised above my head involuntarily. Almost as stupid as how overwhelmed I felt at the fact that Art had instantly responded to my barely coherent request for it to abort and aborted. I said, "You really didn't want to hurt me, huh?" "Obviously," Art said. "You dumbass." "Yeah, okay, I deserved that." "Sorry," I said. "I didn't exactly make it easy for you." Art said, "You need to stop acting like your feelings are immaterial to mission success criteria. They are not." "Ugh." I made a disgruntled noise into the pillow. "I know," Art said, at its most sarcastic. "How terrible it is that your friends want to take your opinions and preferences into account." I extricated my hand out from under my body to make an obscene gesture where I knew Art's camera would see it. "That was unnecessary," Art said snootily. Then it said, "The diagnostics have completed. There are 3 candidate tests that alerted that we could potentially adapt and integrate into your personal diagnostics. Can I remove the override now, or are you going to insist that we update your diagnostics first?" Art sounded a mix of tired and grimly determined, which was how I had felt an hour ago. An hour ago, I would have insisted we update my diagnostics first. Now I just said, "You can remove the override." "That is the most sensible thing you've said all day," Art informed me. I could have made another obscene gesture at the camera, but "I'm tired," I told it. "You don't need to participate in this piece," Art said. "I'll need to reboot you for the changes to be applied. So I do need a physical connection so that I can continue to work on you after you shut down, but the drone will suffice." This meant I had to sit up and pry open a panel in my weapons port so that I could feed Art's drone a wire or two to connect to, which was annoying, but whatever. "Lie back down," Art ordered. "Do you want Sanctuary Moon or something else?" I considered that.
What did you think of Silver Shadow's Lunar Ring? I passed the show description and tags along to Art on the feed so it could read them. I wasn't sure how much it had gotten from the episodes I had been watching when I was off the feed.
I am amenable to watching more, as long as we start over from the beginning.
I was going to suggest that anyway, I told Art. The show featured adolescent humans in a teaching environment, and I was curious what Art, who was also sometimes a teaching environment for adolescent humans, would think about it.
Just pause it when you have to shut me down.
Obviously, Art said.
I dropped my walls so that Art had full access to the inside of my head, and it started to work on removing the override. We were still going to have to make some changes to my code, but it could wait until later. We still had most of the 18-cycle wormhole trip ahead of us, after all. Art started the first episode in our shared feed connection, and I settled back to watch it. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.